The Law Council of Australia wants the federal government to bolster legal services as part of its drought response. It says the drought is affecting the ability of farmers and other people from rural areas to get legal services, and it's calling for incentives to help encourage more lawyers to work in the regions. George Roberts reports.
When the water dries up, so does the income stream in rural communities. Joanna Vanderplaat is a partner at a private law firm in Cooma in drought-affected New South Wales.
I actually had a matter recently where I acted for a large farming family, and they were struggling to come up with the probate filing fee, let alone the legal fees. I can appreciate it can be tough and embarrassing to ring your lawyer and say, look, we can't afford to pay you. But it is happening.
On top of that, some services just aren't available.
So we have people faced with the issue of say, not having lawyers even in their own community or a court in their own community. So they're having to travel sometimes several hours to get access to those sorts of services. We're seeing things like legal aid being cut, or local firms just not offering legal aid services anymore.
The Law Council of Australia has released a 1,400-page report into access to justice called The Justice Project. The Council's President, Maurie Bales, says the federal government needs to include provision of legal services in its drought response.
The situation with regard to law is that it can't be seen in isolation. We can't pretend that people who are having credit and debt problems are not also having legal problems. So it is very important at this point in time, when there are moves afoot to assist people in rural, regional and remote areas who may be drought affected, that we also consider what legal needs they have.
And what sort of legal needs specifically might they be?
The interesting thing about rural, regional and remote as an area is that it's all legal needs. There's really no one thing that you can point to. There are problems with regard to family relationships like you would have elsewhere. There are issues in relation to inheritance. There are partnership disputes and so forth. But when we're looking at the drought situation presently, you can imagine that there are going to be farmers in particular with debt and credit problems, and immediately leaps to our minds the fact that there may be legal problems associated with that, and the requirement for them to seek legal assistance and get legal advice.
In a statement, the Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says the federal government funds community legal centres in places like Roma and Toowoomba and chips in for family legal aid too, and that community legal centres also offer free legal services via phone and Skype. Joanna Vanderplaat says there also needs to be incentive schemes like the ones provided to rural doctors.
There's certainly something that the legal profession, indeed the government, needs to look at in terms of perhaps working out some sort of scheme to increase the numbers of lawyers in the bush.
Cooma lawyer Joanne Vanderplaat ending that report from George Roberts.